This third hour of Inland Folk is a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. And a little philosophy here from the Aykroyd Band, Les Barker's Band.
As you walk the road of this life, never forget that the journey of 100,000 paces begins with a flat tire and a broken fan belt. Remember that if the brakes can't be repaired, you can always make the horn louder. And sometimes, on a sunny day, let the dog drive and you put your head out of the window. Never suffer from insanity. Enjoy it. And never criticise your fellow man until you've walked a mile in his shoes. Then if he doesn't like it, you're a mile away and you've got his shoes. When in a general store, never ask for anything in particular. Never go into Waterstones and ask them to help you to find a book on self-help. And never criticise the post office. One day they may find out where you live. Learn that we never learn from the mistakes of others. Try to make them all yourself. Remember that all experience is gained just after you need it. Recognize a mistake when you make it again. It is a rare man who never makes the same mistake once. Know that you will never ever forget that which you never really needed to know. Be sure that one day the world will beat a path to your door. You'll be in the bath. And never keep small breakable items in the hallway. One day your ship will come in. Bear in mind that double negatives are a complete no-no. From time to time you'll be told that there's no such thing as a double positive. Yeah, right. Essential oils are not really necessary. War is God's way of teaching geography to George W. Bush. It is possible to play a harmonica by driving really fast and holding it out of the window. And remember that although the early bird gets the worm, the second mouse gets the cheese. Behind every successful man is a surprised woman. When you've seen one shopping centre, you've seen them all. One day, you will learn the value of time. If time did not exist, everything would happen at once. And one day you will look around and think to yourself, this is the place to be. It's not, it's the verb to be. And with the coming of old age, remember that if God had wanted you to touch your toes, he would have put them on your knees. If God had wanted me to eat muesli, he would have made it smell like bacon. With the coming of old age, you will know all the answers, but nobody will ask you the questions anymore. And with the coming of old age, you will one day find a suppository in your ear. In that moment, you will realise where your hearing aid is. And finally, as you lie alone on your bed and stare in wonder at the countless millions of stars shining in the night sky, you will realise that only one question really matters. Where's the ceiling?
That's the Mrs. Aykroyd Band. And Les Barker is kind of who put this whole thing together. And he gets some of the most famous English singers to do some of the stuff that he's written for this band. People like June Tabor and Jez Lowe and folks like that. And he makes a lot of fun of a lot of English folk music and English things. He's from Manchester. He's Mancunian. He's a very, very funny, funny man. He's the one that did the... It was from an album called Dachshunds with Erections Can't Climb Stairs. And he did the one about the Titanic and all the people waiting for news of their loved ones at the Titanic at the dockside at the clerk's office. And at the very end of the line, there's a polar bear, and the polar bear comes up and asks, "Have you got any news of the iceberg? Me family were on it, you see." That's Les Barker. That's the kind of individual he can be. And we may play some other cuts from this album. Again, it's very specialized, but who knows where we're going with it, all right? Here's a bluegrass version of an old Scottish thing. This is Blue Highway and their version of Matt Hyland. This is quite nice, actually.
In festival and folk club, we gather you and me. In Kettering and Coventry, and sing about the sea. Then like some last leviathan, some endless marathon, and we go on, and on, and on, and on.
On and 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 on. When friends are come together, the sweetest songs are heard. There's soul in every syllable and weight in every word. A song's a flower blossoming, it blooms and then is gone, and we go on and on and on and on and on. Sing is precious, a gift to every friend. My music ever sensitive until the very end. On the stillness of night's water, each song a graceful swan. Then we go on, and on, and on, and on.
On and on, 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 on, and on, and on.
My song is overhanging a loud and sweaty paunch. A chorus on the slipway, just waiting to be launched. Beneath the wave of Worthington, it sinks and soon is gone. But we go on and on and on and on and on.
On and 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 on. On and on and on and on and on.
Yeah, sometimes it seems that way. All those shanty singers, sometimes they do those things for, they do the same shanty for 20 minutes. And this goes on and on and on. That actually, the tune to that is, for those of you who don't know, is to the old song, Rolling Home. It's a song about laboring and all throughout the seasons and supporting the laboring man through the summer and the frost. And the chorus is rolling home. Rolling home as we go rolling, rolling as we go rolling home. It's a standard in all of the festivals and all of the places where people sing harmonies and get together and sing these things. So Les Barker of Ms. Aykroyd Band is making fun of that and does a pretty good job with Cooper Boyce and Simpson, who are the premier a cappella male singers in England right now, and they're the ones who have tons and tons of albums out of some pretty amazing stuff and some vocal acrobatics and that kind of thing. Pretty good stuff. And he likes to make fun of all of those various aspects of behavior, including English music. There was a song that came out that Steel Ice Band did back in the early 70s called All the Hard Times of Old England. It's a traditional song, and it's about unemployment, and it's one of those kinds of worker songs. All the hard times of old England. In old England, jolly hard times. And Les Barker wrote one called All the Hard Cheese of Old England. In old England, very hard cheese. And all it does is every verse just lists all the hard, moldy cheeses that you can get from England, because a lot of those cheddars, you know, they have that kind of mold on the edge, and that's supposed to be pretty good for it, actually. But things like that. All righty, Salsa Celtica. And where are they going? Salsa Celtica. Whoop, we're not going there. We're going here with salsa. There we go. Try this instead.
Thank you.
Wow. Salsa Celtica. This is an interesting group. They do a lot of salsa music with Celtic instruments, and they come from Celtic backgrounds, or they come from salsa backgrounds and do Celtic music. They mix it up quite a bit. Flaquita, Salsa Celtica. This is pretty good stuff. Yes, it is. I think we have time to play this before the break. Wounded Bird Records have reissued a lot of the really, 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 really early John Denver. Right after he left the Mitchell Trio and the Mitchell Trio broke up, he did an album called Rhymes and Reasons. These albums have pretty late 60s, early 70s commercial studio, we don't care, we just want the money type production on them. And Richie Havens went through this, and the individual that you're listening to, the artistry and what makes up that individual, got lost in some of this production. And really, when you think about it, it wasn't really their fault. They all came from a commercial way of thinking, and it was commercial to have that kind of shallow drumming and shallow bass playing, poorly mixed, and just produce it, just mass produce it. And that was the tail end and what was sort of the residuals of the folk revival. And Denver got caught up in that. John Stewart got caught up in that. A lot of folks got caught up in that. And anyway, they figured it out over the long haul. This album's got a lot of that in it. This is the Whose Garden Was This, which was his third album, but it's got some wonderful, wonderful material. And he's just this side of being a bit too theatrical. But he sings with a lot of emotion on this. But it's a very, very young John Denver. I like this album. I like the one that came before it, Take Me to Tomorrow. And I like the Rhymes and Reasons album. And I like them all for different reasons. He also recorded some folks like Jerry Jeff Walker and the band and people like that. So we want to play this one. This is called The Old Folks, written by Bill Brown, Jock Brel, and Matt Schumann. And Denver does a wonderful, wonderful job on this.
The old folks don't talk much, and they talk so slowly when they do. They are rich, they are poor, their illusions are gone. They share one heart for two. Their homes all smell of time, of old photographs, and an old-fashioned song. Though you may live in town, you live so far away when you've lived too long. Have they laughed too much? Do their dry voices crack? Talking of things gone by, have they cried too much? A tear or two still always seems to cloud the eye. They tremble as they watch the old silver clock. When day is through, tick-tock so, so slow. It says yes, it says no, it says I wait for you. The old folks dream no more. Their books have gone to sleep. The piano's out of tune. The little cat is dead. And no more do they sing on a Sunday afternoon. The old folks move no more, their worlds become too small, their bodies feel like lead. They might look out a window, or else sit in a chair, or else they stay in bed. And if they still go out, arm in arm, arm in arm, in the morning's chill, it's to have a good cry, to say their last goodbye to one who's older still. And then they go home to the old silver clock. When day is through, tick-tock so, so slow. It says yes, it says no, it says I wait for you. The old folks never die. They just put down their heads and go to sleep one day. They'll hold each other's hands like children in the dark, but one will get lost anyway, and the other will remain just sitting in a room which makes no sound. It doesn't matter now, the song has died away and echoes all around. You'll see them as they walk through the sun-filled parks where children run and play. It hurts too much to smile, it hurts so much, but life goes on for still another day as they try to escape the old silver clock. When day is through, tick-tock so, so slow, it says yes, it says no, it says I wait for you. The old, old silver clock that's hanging on the wall, that waits for us all.
From the album Whose Garden Was This? John Denver and the Old Folks. You know who recorded that, kind of ironically, as a kind of a laugh, was George Burns. He did a version of that when he was about 95. We have to take a little bit of a break. Inland Folk is a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. And we do have to take the break. And if I find the right music here, we will take the break when it all crops up here. And that's how it goes. All right, here comes the break. All right, we're coming right back. Hang on now.
Your favorite programs on Northwest Public Radio are made possible by Pullman Disposal Service, providing weekly curbside single-stream recycling collection within Pullman city limits. County residents can deliver their single-stream recycling to the recycling center on Herald at any time. Information at pullmandisposal.com.
Summer begins with mostly sunny days. High temperatures today, 73 in Pullman, 82 in Lewiston. Warmer tomorrow and warmer yet on Monday. Tonight's lows will be in the 40s under partly cloudy skies. After Monday, variable clouds, a little cooler, and some showers.
Still have half hours worth of music left to go. We're playing some cuts from some of these very early John Denver albums, and I want to play this version. He recorded a lot of Tom Paxton material in his early. I think he even and played it live, even almost to the end of his career when he died in 1987. It was in 97. And so it's wonderful the way he interprets Paxton. And Paxton, I think, is a really underrated songwriter in terms of some of his more political things. His love songs are out there, and there are a lot of them out there. Last Farewell. And, of course, Here's to You, My Ramblin' Boy, which is a good song for a friend. And The Marvelous Toy and some of those things. This is an anti-war song that came out of the Vietnam era. And in those days, it was kind of fashionable to try and write songs about being there. And a lot of folks did it. And Paxton did it just as good as anybody else. And I don't know if he'd traveled into Southeast Asia or not. I don't think so. But this gives you setting. This gives you everything. And again, remember I said that John Denver's just a little bit this side of theatrical on this. But it makes it very dramatic. And he does a good job of making this song much more of a dramatic song than Tom Paxton did. And Paxton is a little understated in his version of it. This is a wonderful song because it's so picturesque. Get Up, Jimmy Newman, or what John Denver just calls it, Jimmy Newman, from the album Take Me to Tomorrow.
Get up, Jimmy Newman, the morning is come. The engines are rumbling, the coffee's all brewed. Get up, Jimmy Newman, there's work to be done. And why do you lie there still sleeping? There's a waiting line forming to use the latrine, and the sun is just opening the skies. The breakfast they're serving just has to be seen, and you've only to open your eyes. Get up, Jimmy Newman, my radio's on. The news is all bad, but it's good for a laugh. The tent flap is loose and the peg must be gone. And why do you lie there still sleeping? The night nurse is gone and the sexy one's here, and she tells us such beautiful lies. Her uniform's tight on her marvelous rear, and you've only to open your eyes. Get up, Jimmy Newman, you're missing the fun. They're taking us next, Jim, it's time to go home. It's over for us, there's no more to be done. And why do you lie there still sleeping? It's stateside for us, Jim, the folks may not know, and we'll let it be such a surprise. They're loading us next, Jim, we're ready to go, and you've only to open your eyes. Get up, Jimmy Newman, they won't take my word. I said you sleep hard, but they're shaking their heads. Get up, Jimmy Newman, and show them you heard. Ah, Jimmy, just show them you're sleeping. A joke is a joke, but there's nothing to gain. Jim, I'd slap you, but I'm too weak to rise. Get up, damn it, Jimmy, you're missing the plane, and you've only to open your eyes. And you've only to open your eyes. Oh my God, Jimmy, open your eyes.
Pull down lads, past the bevy round lads. Ta-ra to Sylvie, ta-ra to Jean. We'll soon be on the you're leaving. Don't think on what you've found. Just tear off the tilt, pull out the chat. We'll find another ground. Pull down, lads. It wasn't a bad ground, lads. We've made some brass, you've had a lass. It's perhaps as well we're going. I know how it can hurt, lads, to leave us standing here. For there's often fears, and there's always tears. But you'll be back next year. Pull down, lads. The sets are cooling down, lads. The ox all packed and the dodgem stacked.
a bite, a scram, then go. We'll leave it as we found it. They'll soon forget we've been for. We trade in fun and we go and come. We're often scorned, but seldom mourned. Oh, I hope you know what I mean.
Like an organ.
F-I-R-E, fire. Every day the flames roll higher and higher.
F stands for France,
and I for Italy.
R stands for Russia,
but what about the E? E stands for little England, and I don't think there's much doubt. Put all the four together, riding alpha leather, we're bound to put the old fire out.
They were called in from the hillside, they were summoned from the glen, and the country found them ready at the stirring call for men. Let no tears add to their hardship as the soldiers pass along, and although your hearts are breaking, you must sing this cheery song. Keep the home fires burning while your hearts are yearning. Though the lads are far away, they dream of home. There's a silver lining through the dark clouds shining. Turn the dark clouds inside out till the boys come home.
Overseas there came a pleading, help a nation in distress, and we gave our valiant laddies honor, bade us do no less. For no gallant son of Britain to a foreign yoke shall bend, and no Englishman is silent to the sacred call of friend. Keep the home fires burning while your hearts are yearning. Though the lands are far away, they dream of home. There's a silver shining, turn the dark clouds inside out till the boys come home. Turn the dark clouds inside out till the boys come home.
I have come to say goodbye,
Dolly Gray.
It's no use to ask me why,
Dolly Gray.
There's a murmur in the air, you can hear it everywhere.
It's the time to do and dare, Dolly Gray. Goodbye, Dolly, I must leave you, though it breaks my heart to go. Something tells me I am needed at the front to fight the foe. See the soldier boys are marching, and I can no longer stay. Hark, I hear the bugle calling, goodbye, Dolly Gray.
Can't you hear the sound of feet?
Dolly Grey.
Marching through the village street.
Dolly Grey.
That's the tramp of soldiers' feet.
In their uniforms so neat. So goodbye until we meet. Dolly Grey. Goodbye, Dolly, I must leave you. Though it breaks my heart to go, something tells me I am needed at the front to fight the foe. See the soldier boys are marching, and I can no longer stay. Hark, I hear the bugle calling, goodbye, Dolly.
Tom Lewis from his album Mixed Cargo. We heard Pull Down Lads, which I think is an awesome song. That's another John Tamm's song. And of course, he wrote Rolling Home. And I think John Tamm's also was in the Sharps series. I'd almost swear to it that he was in that. And that he was the singer that hung out with the regiment. The Sharps, of course, the Sharps thing was all about the Napoleonic Wars. And Sean Bean was in it. And I'm almost positive that was John Tamm's, that would kind of sing things and was the singer. I'm trying to think of his name, and I will in a second. But, yeah, I'm pretty sure. But he wrote all these wonderful, wonderful ballads like Rolling Home and Pull Down Lads, which I think is about carnivals leaving town. We trade in fun, and when we're done, we're seldom scorned, we're seldom mourned, we're often scorned. Anyway, yeah. And then after that patriotic World War I, World War II stuff from England, of course, which juxtaposed with Get Up Jimmy Newman from John Denver. I want to play one more from this Take Me to Tomorrow. Again, John Denver was such a strong proponent of Tom Paxton's songs. And this is one that Tom Paxton wrote, although I don't think I've ever heard Tom Paxton sing it. And I've heard Tom Paxton for a lot of years. Right, here we go.
Oh, lay me down in Forest Lawn in a silver casket. Put golden flowers over my head in a silver basket. Let the drum and bugle corps play taps while cannons roar. And 16 liveried employees sell souvenirs from the funeral store. I wanna go simply when I go. They'll give me a simple funeral there, I know. With a casket lined in fleece and fireworks spelling out rest in peace. So take me when I'm gone to Forest Lawn. Oh, lay me down in Forest Lawn, they understand there. They have a heavenly choir and a military band there. Just put me in their care, I'll find my comfort there. With 16 planes and a last salute, they'll drop across in a parachute. I wanna go simply when I go. They'll give me a simple funeral there, I know. With 100 strolling strains and topless dancers with golden wings. Oh, take me when I'm gone to Forest Lawn. Oh. To find a simple resting place is my desire. To lay me down with a smiling face comes a little bit higher. My likeness cast in brass will stand in plastic grass. While hidden weights and springs tip its hat to the mourners filing past. I wanna go simply when I go. They'll give me a simple funeral there, I know. I'll lie beneath the sand with piped in tapes of Billy Graham. Oh, take me when I'm gone to the forest lawn. Rock of ages, cleft for me, for a slightly higher fee. Oh, take me when I'm gone, the forest lawn. Amen.
From the album Take Me to Tomorrow, John Denver. And his version of Tom Paxton's Forest Lawn. Maybe I have heard Paxton do that, but I sure can't remember where. Anyway, that was an interesting time for a lot of people who were coming out of the whole folk thing. You know, the whole folk thing had sort of met its demise. The British invasion happened, and the folk thing, the folk revival, what Utah Phillips calls the folk scare, survived all of that. But then the psychedelic thing came in, and there was a re-emphasis on American music, and the folk thing was good for a while, and then all of a sudden rock sort of took over, and all those folks that were in acoustic groups found themselves trying to electrify and trying to commercialize, because that was where they came from. That was their orientation. Their orientation wasn't folk, it was commercialism. And in those days, that was okay, while all those different musics were for sale. You know, and then it kind of did what it should do, and folk music sort of went back to being more of a trade rather than an industry, and found its way into the living rooms and eventually back into the concert halls with the chieftains and folks like John McCutcheon and people like that that worked real hard to get more people to hear folk music. And there you go. And now we have today, and with all the specialized ways of finding music, it makes everything that much more interesting, doesn't it, with iTunes and all of that kind of stuff. Worth thinking about. And then you get into the whole debate is what really is folk music. Is today's pop music tomorrow's folk? Was Stephen Foster writing just because he wanted to be a folkie? No, he was trying to make some money back in the 1800s. So there you go. It's all worth thinking about, at least if you want to get into labeling and all that kind of stuff. Alrighty. One more cut, I think, before we can wind up this show. And let's do this with Freight Train. I think that this will about just about take us to the end of the hour. It's Taj Mahal from the album Sugar Mama Blues, which is live, part of it's live. And with this French-speaking audience. And here we go, Taj Mahal.
Merci beaucoup. We'd like to continue on with a tune called Freight Train.
Thank you.
beaming, I go so fast. Freight train beaming, I should go so fast. I don't know a train I'm on. Even when she tell me down, just when I'm gone. We got the baby of Bermondy. Down here, up on the street. Tell them all that I done gone. He wants to demand on it, just let not go.
Folks, production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. Thanks, Chris Stortle. Thanks, Kevin Rinker. Thanks, Alex Siddons. We gotta go. See you later now. Bye.
Thanks for joining us today for Inland Folk with Dan Marr here on your NPR and classical music station, Northwest Public Radio. I'm Bruce Bradbury. It's a minute before 2 o'clock. Support for our programming comes from the 28th annual Ye Merry Greenwood Renaissance Fair, bringing Elizabethan England alive through song, dance, and environmental theater, June 28th and 29th in Richland's Howard Amon Park. From magic to jousting, over 90 performances each day. Details at yemerrygreenwoodfair.org.
Northwest Public Radio, KRFA 91.7 Moscow Pullman, KNWV 90.5 Clarkston Lewiston, and KNWO 90.1 Cottonwood Grangeville, a community service of the Edward R. Murrow College of Communication at Washington State University. Online at nwpr.org.
If your childhood included the lesson that every little bit helps, remember.